you know, there. Yeah. We always tried to start that up several different times for the younger ones,
I think I got it here.
We could never get enough interested for some reason. They just didn't want to, I don't know. But, I know I wanted to ask you about, you were talking about going to Chicago, and you saw, y'all were talking about a beautiful cemetery there.
Yeah.
How come y'all were in Chicago?
We had a daughter live there.
Oh.
Yeah. Got a granddaughter lives there now.
Oh, in the?
Yeah, in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, her mother and father lives now in Florida.
Uh-huh.
But they went to New York.
Mm-hmm.
He was transferred to New York. And they retired a couple of years ago, and they went down to Florida. But her daughter went back to Chicago. She's graduated from the University of Chicago. And she's married, and her man's out there. Making a doctor. They still live in Chicago.
And that was where you saw that cemetery that was really...
Yeah, we see them cemeteries.
Well, that was first, and these here gray blankets we see. You know, they were green, and they're great, but we bought one for our son first year after they passed away.
And
I think we bought two.
We've got a daughter and a granddaughter and a grandson. We've got two grandsons. One of them that was never married. He's got no family up in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
I was up there for one Christmas, and I went over to the city up there. There's some nice cemeteries up there, of course. And
the one that we were talking about looking at here that you said was beautiful was the New Hope, right?
You know, it's Piggott here. Well, New Hope is a nice cemetery, but this Piggott Cemetery, it used to be in this Bible, a granddaddy's here. It tells where he was buried, and it says in Low Ranch Cemetery. But now, then the Odd Fellas, across the road from me, the Odd Fellas bought some land and lotted it, and went selling lots. Now this old part was its free burial ground, and the granddaddy and most of my folks are buried over in the old part of it. And now then, it's all put together. It's Piggott Cemetery. It's just Piggott Cemetery, and kept up by this here picnic here.
Mm-hmm.
And this picnic started back 40 years ago or over, and it was they just have one day a year, about the 30th of May, go there and you'd clean the graves up. Well, there'd be great big spots of briars and weeds and bushes, and you couldn't see the grave. Well, we start this picnic, and the profit going for it. Everybody goes to this picnic and works all day for nothing. They shut up everything in the town except the filling station. There'll be a filling station open. And they give the profit then that's made from that there picnic to the upkeep of that cemetery. And they bought a third more ground than they did have, and they've built it. They've got two shed, and now then they bought a house and 2 or 3 acres of ground. Well, they built the picnic ground down here, and they've got around $60,000 in money and barns and things. It's for that cemetery.
It really looks
good. They keep from 1 to 2 and 3 on it all the time, and they're sexton up there all the time on it. And through the summer they'll use as high as 3 and keeping it mowed and sodded and well kept. It's a nice cemetery now to be not a federal or state kept cemetery. It is.
And what started these here, reefs put on top.